No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and we're officially running it back. It's been a long time, but I've been wanting to catch up with this man and see exactly where you were at in life and everything, since obviously anyone who remembers, I don't know, 2018, remembers that we really set the internet on fire with like your first ever interview back in the day, and it's been kind of a wild ride since then. My man TJX6 is in the building.
Be back, man.
How you feeling?
Great. It's time to go.
You look like you're about to go jog and try to like drop some weight with the hoodie up and the shiesty and everything.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
What's this look about?
See, I'm just trying to stay low key in LA. You know how I get nowadays, especially 2024.
Even during the interview.
Exactly.
What are you worried about in New York? Or in LA, sorry.
Nothing.
You think you got ops out here?
Nah.
You said in one song you killed like seven of your ops. They out here? TJ, what's going on, bro?
Shit, man. About to hop back in this music shit. I've been chilling off the scene. Nobody been really seeing me. But it's time again. Feel me?
Right.
Got some new music.
So let's like break all this down chronologically, just so we got the whole story here. So bring me back to like what it was like for you when the music started cracking off for the first time.
It was just good. It was like a good feeling because I really worked for it. Like, was really dropping music at that time. I was staying consistent in the studio, shit like that. But it really all paid off. So,
who were you influenced by? Because I feel like at that time, my knowledge of like Detroit music was pretty limited. So we felt like what you were doing was totally like something 1000% brand new. Whereas like now, having like listened to a lot more Detroit music and Flint music and stuff, I can kind of like see some of your influences more.
Yeah, most definitely. I can definitely say that. Like, I ain't gonna say I paved the way, but I definitely had a, what's the word, like a big part in playing in the scene for today.
But who are you with? Because there's a nice like history of scam rap preceding you in Detroit. Like who kind of like set you off on that path?
Nobody really. Like, I really wasn't like, nobody else was really rapping about scamming but Cash Guan, but that shit was dead by the time I already started rapping.
Okay.
About it.
Right. So, I mean, it was kind of crazy. Like where do you feel like that style came from? Because you had a lot of different things going on, even just besides the scam thing, where you were just kind of freaking the ends of your bars and shit, and just like kind of changing your voice and going out of your way to like not rhyme slash to rhyme the same word a bunch of times in a row. Like, where do you feel like a lot of that came from?
No, it's just, I guess, my rapping style. But I hear it a lot today. That's what's crazy. I hear it in a lot of Detroit music today. A lot of buzz in people today. Feel shit like that. So, yeah, I feel like I had a part in playing in it. So that, I'm grateful for that. You know what I mean? I made my money from it. I did what I did with it. So that's cool.
So what was going on in your mind when you came out to do the No Jumper interview? Like, because you definitely had a plan in place before you came through to do that.
You talking about this one?
No, the prior one, the back in the day.
It really wasn't no plan. I was just coming. I was just trying to do an interview. That was really my first interview ever I did. So I was just trying to do an interview, really. That's all it was.
My memory of it was that you did the whole interview, and the whole time you're saying crazy shit. Like, you're saying that you're never going to stop scamming for the rest of your life, no matter how popular you become in music. I remember you talking about watching people kill themselves in the red rooms. Mm-hmm. Shit like that, like, just, I don't know, just like a lot of stuff that kind of felt like, damn, like, this dude is either like joking or insane, was like how I felt about it while I was sitting there. And then I remember as soon as you got done the interview, you go up to your manager, Propane, at the time, and you're like, we got him, like, that was so fucking hard. Like, you were hyped.
Yeah, because it was just like, it was a hard interview. What you mean?
No, you went crazy.
I knew what it was gonna do.
But so basically, it was like at that moment that I realized, like, oh, every moment during that interview where you were saying some shit that I was like, is he serious? I'm like, oh, he's not serious. He's controlling me.
No, I was dead serious.
Okay, so you're telling me that you actually plan on scamming for the rest of your life?
Yes.
I can't really like believe that you.
But you gotta think about it. I don't know. You probably think of like petty scamming and shit. It's people like you can live off scamming. It don't have to be scamming, taking people money. It can be any other type of scam.
Okay.
It can be a legal business scam.
I would take that interview and put it in the same bucket as what you did like soon after that, where you had the fake cops come to do the fake arrest during the fucking interview. Not saying that like everything was fake during the interview, but I felt like you were kind of like trolling me and like hyping shit up and saying shit that you knew was not necessarily true, but it would be viral, which doesn't even seem like that foreign of a concept because now we live in the age of OnlyFans girls doing that exact same shit where they go on podcasts and act like they're fucking crazy nymphomaniacs, even though they're not. Now we're used to it, but I felt like you were very early on that wave of like trying to get viral moments and crazy viral clips.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, that's true. Okay. I feel that. I understand that.
Right. I mean, there might even, if I were to go rewatch it, there might be like better examples of like some of the crazy ass shit that you were saying in that thing that just kind of just had me a little shocked at the moment. But so where did that shit come from in terms of like even wanting to get fake arrested at your show to create some hype and shit?
It was just like a marketing scheme at the time. Like, cause like I said, like you said, I came on an interview talking about the scam. I really scammed, but it's just like, that's genius. My first show had the cops arrest me, and it did what it did. It did what I expected it to do, and it took me to the next level. See? Mm. Yeah, so
when did things kind of start to get f***ed up? Because it felt like after that, you know, you had this, like, big meteoric rise. Well, maybe we should even talk more about, like, just, like, signing and shit. So what was the decision to sign to Atlantic around that time?
It was just a good situation, like, you feel me? I ain't had to put out as much music as I wanted to. I was chilling. I don't know why I went inconsistent, though. I feel like that's where I fucked up. I shouldn't have went inconsistent and shit like that. But, yeah, it was a good deal. You feel me? Like, I did what I did. Like I said, I made the money. I did what I did. It's cool. Like, we in a new era now. It's 2024. It's time for some new other shit. Leave that in the past.
It's kind of crazy, though, because I feel like that was the time period where the labels were just so...
I swear.
So thirsty to find the next thing that they were like, they saw your shit. They're like, this is new. It's interesting. Boom, we're going to give you $1 million.
Tell you. I know that exactly.
I feel like they're cheaper now from what I hear.
Well, no, they actually giving people more money.
Really?
Yeah, they giving people more money. I know a few Detroit artists who got a big bag, like... M's. Like, I don't know how, but they doing that shit. They barely got views. Like, barely got, like, 10 million, 15 million views. We getting $2 million. It really don't make sense.
But so what? You started to get lazy after that because you were comfortable?
Not lazy. Yeah, I can say that. I can admit that. Yeah, I was probably, like, a little comfortable because that's a lot of money. I feel like that shit was just never go. Like, I just feel like it was going to be in the bank account forever.
And so you started spending it like crazy?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Dumb shit, man. Everything that you could, all the dumb shit that you could possibly think of. Basically.
A lot of lean and perks?
No.
A lot of bossa novas?
Type shit.
So you're eating clothes. Good. Clothes.
Girls.
Gotta have new Amiris every day?
Dumb.
What were you doing with the money and the girls? What did they need money for? You just buying hookers?
I was just, like girls, just having girls around and shit like that.
And then eventually you kind of got to spend money on it.
Something like that, yeah. Something like that.
But how long were you even in L.A. after that? Or did you head back to Detroit soon after?
No, I actually stayed in L.A. I actually started living in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like 2 months, and then I went back to Detroit.
And you stopped scamming during this time period?
Kind of.
What, there are just some scams that are just too good to let go?
Yeah, basically.
Just too simple, too foolproof?
They're missing out on money, like it's... pointless. There's no reason to be missing out on free money when you know you can do it.
Well, the reason to miss out on free money would be because you want to avoid going to jail.
I'm not doing nothing that can send me to jail, though.
You aren't?
Nope.
What kind of scam, not saying that I want you to admit to it, but what kind of scam would be able to make you a significant amount of money, but then there's no chance of you getting in trouble?
Shit, I don't know, probably Instagram scamming, catfishing and shit like that, little petty money and shit.
See, okay, I remember I think it was Lil Yachty. And I don't know if he said it on camera or off camera, but I remember like when you started popping out, and he's somebody who got arrested for scamming at the very beginning of his career, which I think he kind of like tries to cover up because he don't love talking about it or anything. But he's somebody who, I remember when you were coming out, I forget if he said it to me or if he said it like on an interview or some shit, but he said that like a lot of your stories didn't make sense, and that a lot of the scams that you were talking about were basically like mega low level shit that people who are really in the scamming world wouldn't necessarily respect.
People in the scamming world respect 201s and swiping and cloning cards. Like, people do that. Like, that's not no low-level scamming. People do that shit today and making real money from it.
Okay, but when I see the kind of scams that you were notorious for doing, a lot of it was the shit of, like, scamming your fans. Hey, nah, give me $100. I'll give you this Cash App, all this shit. Are you saying that shit came later? That, to me, is, like, the bottom-of-the-barrel scam.
The thing is, I've been doing that. It's okay. Just, I guess people, I never scam my fans. I've been doing that. It's other people, like, it's not fans, basically. It's just not fans. It's just followers and people who... other people from other countries, PayPal payments and all types.
So you could tell who's a real fan?
Basically.
I feel like you just don't scam like fellow black people. You probably scamming hella Asians and Mexicans and shit. Really?
Everybody. Anybody.
What's the most gullible race?
Probably yours.
But don't you think that the white kids are like the real fans who are kind of hyped to get scammed? Like, they're not that mad about it?
Yeah, they actually probably be happy to get scammed by me or some shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn, that'd be like if you bought some fake coke off Young Scooter. You'd be like, damn, like he does rap about that. Nah, but I mean, he raps about having dummy bricks and fake work and shit sometimes. So I feel like if I bought a fake 8-ball off Scooter, I'll be like, all right.
He rapped about it. Like
you told me.
He told me
you're gonna do that.
Right.
Damn, that's crazy though. But
oh yeah, let me tell everybody go follow my Instagram, TJX6New. TEEJAYX6NEW.
Right. No, because like hearing you talk about doing those Instagram scams made me realize that I have like quite a few friends who are basically doing that shit, but except that they will like have a clothing line and then be like, they'll drop a whole line and then people send them hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then they like barely send the shit out. Maybe they send some of it out. But they're basically just racking up a million complaints. I know a lot of people who are basically in this situation, and I don't really know if they do it on purpose or they're just so unprofessional that people just never get their orders. But I mean,
I know there's people. It's definitely clothing brands like that, bro. There's a few clothing brands I ordered from and never got the shit.
Right. That's like doing an NFT scam of like, you know, you get all these people to invest money into it, and then you just dip out.
Right.
It's kind of like that. You ever get into the NFT world?
No, I was trying to look into it. I really never understood it, though. So I never just put my money into it.
I'm not going to lie. We probably made like 50 grand off posting NFT ads on the No Jumper account. And I always kind of felt bad about it because.
But how do you how do you get the money?
They would just hit us up like, hey, we'll give you $2,000 to post about this NFT on the No Jumper account.
Oh, okay.
I'd be like, all right. You know? And I kind of felt bad because it's like, damn, like, is anyone going to fall for this? But then at the same time, you're like, if you fall for this, you're. Exactly. It's like. It's like doing an ad for anything else. Like, I don't know. I mean, when I watch a video and somebody's advertising some crazy pill that's supposed to do something, I'm not ordering. I don't fall for it. I accept that there's an ad for something stupid in the middle of this shit.
Right.
It's kind of like a scam, right? Wait, so how did your Instagram account get deleted? When did that happen?
That shit happened like 2021, like the end of 2021.
And what were you doing that led up to
it? I was posting like gore and shit, like little stupid shit. I don't know what I was doing, bro.
People dying.
Yeah, basically.
Just funny shit.
People getting stabbed and shit. I guess it's funny to some people. The shit was getting a lot of likes.
Well, you were posting it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. The shit was getting a lot of likes.
No, because there's like a lot of people who are doing that. Like, I remember Freddie Gibbs lost his Instagram. And I'm pretty sure that he was just posting like crazy fights and just stupid shit. That's like it's funny and it'll make a lot of people look at your story, but then also like at some point, boom, it's gonna trigger a warning or whatever. And so, okay, the Instagram goes away. And did that feel like it killed your fucking momentum? Like you weren't able to get any energy on the songs and shit anymore?
Hell yeah. And then like, imagine you having how much followers you got on Instagram?
1.5 million.
Exactly. Imagine going back to zero and you can't get the page back though.
Oh yeah, I mean that'd
be sick as hell.
Sounds rough. You tried super hard to get it back and it didn't work.
I tried to spend like $3,000 on getting it back with people. Never got it back.
Really?
Wasted 3,000, all type of shit.
I mean, that was the era right then, too, where everybody was losing their Instagram.
I remember that shit.
Remember?
A lot of people.
Every OnlyFans girl I knew was losing it.
I remember. Everybody's shit was getting deleted.
And it feels like it's not really like that anymore.
Yeah, nobody's shit really getting deleted nowadays.
Right, I feel like you gotta really fuck up to lose that shit now.
Yeah, for real.
That was the era where, like, Blueface lost it, Sada Baby lost it, just NLE Choppa, everybody.
Yeah, that was weird. Now that I think about it, all them people did lose that shit.
That was the era where I would know people who would hit me up and be like, yo, like, I can get anyone's Instagram deleted for this much money or whatever. And I never did it, but I would hear about other people doing it, and it, like, actually was working. And then those people, those same people would be paying to get it back and back and forth. Because I'm just surprised that you didn't know people in the hacker world who are able to help you navigate.
I do. That's what I'm saying. I spent $3,000. It's just like, I guess they can't get the shit back.
Some of these OnlyFans girls are spending like $50,000, like back and forth over and over.
Why? Well, okay, if you got your page.
But if you're down to pay 10 grand to get your Instagram back, for sure somebody's going to take it down and try to get 10 grand from you again to get it back.
Right. That's smart.
Yeah.
Good scam.
So what, you just like, so did the money slow down a lot after you lost the Instagram?
No, not really, because I got Telegram still, so.
Okay.
That just wasn't making as much as I was making.
So you have a Telegram group, and that's where you're selling methods and all this type of shit?
I got Discord groups, Telegram groups, Skype, all type of shit.
Okay. And how do you get people to join them, and then what are they doing in these groups?
We're just, like, teaching each other shit. We're just teaching each other methods, teaching each other new ways, sports betting, sending each other picks, all type of shit. Just
picks?
Sports betting picks.
But I feel like that's this cap, right? It's like almost impossible to win in the long term.
Right, yeah. It's like, well, not in the long term. It's like a 50-50 chance. I don't know how some people get the exact picks and shit. That shit kind of weird. It's like rigged or something. I don't know.
But, okay. Yeah. I feel like most people who are selling picks online are scamming, but I mean, if
that
they're just
sense.
Giving them out, I don't know. Mm-mm. Maybe they have insider information.
That we don't know.
They got a friend in the locker room.
Never know.
So at what point during all this do you fall out with Casher?
Shit, like 2021, end of 2020. No, shit, 2020. I think about it.
So it didn't take long after you signed him for
exactly.
You guys to fall out.
So that tells you, right?
Why do you think that was?
You got to think about it. He been rapping for like 11 years. I've been rapping for half that. So I did everything that he wanted to do, made the money that he wanted to do, took his spot. So he just like bitter.
Mm.
That's really what it is. He won't tell you, but that's really what it is.
Do you think that you got signed and got all this money and got the recognition because you were just like a younger, better-looking version of him?
No.
You don't think that there was any? Because a lot of times this shit happens and it's like, all right, like Chief Keef and Lil Reese and all them, they were all rapping kind of the same.
I see.
But Chief Keef kind of had like the look. He had the hair in his face and shit.
He had the
so
better music. He had the.
I mean, do you feel like there was just like little things that made people more attracted to you? I feel like you did a better job playing the like scammer role than him, right. I guess. And you kind of came out first before him. I feel like a lot of people kind of fell in love with the duo aspect that y'all had.
Right. Yeah. Not really. Like, I don't think it has something to do with that, like, the whole look or whatever, the way I rap better and shit. Because I'm the one who told him to freestyle. He was writing all his music at first. Mm. And it wasn't hitting. It wasn't getting he never got a million views until we made a song.
Mm-hmm.
He's never hit a million views. That's the easiest thing to do on YouTube. With music, especially. He's never hit that.
But, there was something about it. Because I was, like, listening to all the old shit this morning.
Mm.
And I mean, like, dynamic duo and just the energy and that freestyle that y'all did on No Jumper together and everything.
Yeah.
It was just like an energy that when y'all would be rapping together, that it would just be a totally different thing. Something special happened.
Yeah, I understand. I feel that. I feel the same way.
Right.
But it'll never get back to that.
It'll never get back to that. Because I noticed that on your new mixtape on streaming services that he's on multiple songs. How did that happen?
That's like a That's some old shit. That's some old music.
Oh, it's like a re-release.
Yeah, it's like some old shit.
Why'd you decide to do that?
Because I'm trying to make all the money for myself now. Like, all from the streams and shit. I'm trying to make all the money go to me.
Who was making the money before? The label?
Yeah, they had to recoup.
And so they've already recouped and now you're just doing your own thing?
Yeah. I'm solo. I'm independent now.
But did you really have to buy yourself out, like you were saying, for 170 grand?
Yeah, but it was, I ain't put the whole 170. I ain't gonna lie, I owe like 30K still, but shit, I'm basically out the deal.
I never hear an artist having to pay back the label.
That's what you got to do. That's how, if you want to get out your deal, that's what you got to do.
Really?
Yeah.
And so what, Atlantic just gave up on you at a certain point or what?
Yeah, because I basically, like I said, I wasn't consistent. I gave up on the music basically and just got comfortable. Like, so they just saying like, what the fuck are we investing? What are we putting our time into him for? And I'm not even dropping shit, not even in the studio.
Were they trying to like set up plays for you and really like manage your career? Or did you feel like they were also just not really doing shit and expected you to get hot on your own?
No. They was actually looking out and shit. Like they set up interviews. They set up this. They set up that. You feel me? Like they set up the HBO shit.
Oh, okay.
So you feel me? So I understand.
So the whole concept of that documentary, which for the record, I only seen the trailers. I didn't see the whole thing. But like... They created the whole idea from scratch, or they just got you on it?
I don't know.
Because the whole thing was about you for the most part?
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Damn, so they set that up. Did that actually like impact your popularity?
Bruh,
shit changed after that?
I'd be getting like older people and shit.
Really?
Up to me, swear, that should be crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy. But so like, I don't know, do you look at that shit now and you're like, damn, I wish that you had been able to like... I don't know, like keep take advantage of all the shit that they were trying to set up for you and everything?
I did take advantage of everything. Like I said, I just wasn't dropping the music. I was doing everything with no music behind it.
Mm.
You see me? Like, it's no point. What's the point of being a rapper if you're just not dropping no music? Like, and I was before that, before I signed, I was the most consistent rapper in the damn world.
Right, you were putting out like,
a day.
Too much music.
Like too much. Like, that shit crazy. But I'm about to get back to that. It's on that. I'm about to...
Yeah, because it's like, I don't know, you're kind of like flooding the system. Do you think that you ever overdid it and were just like putting out too much music and it was hard for the fans to pay attention to specific shit at a certain point?
For sure. Definitely.
You think you kind of overdid it?
Yeah, too much music at one time.
Interesting.
I was doing like 3 fucking tapes a month, damn near.
Right.
It's crazy. Youngboy ain't even doing that shit.
Yeah.
But you got to think about it. That's 2019.
Mm.
That's old. Like, people doing that now, but I don't know.
No, I feel like I don't know anybody really drops that often. But like, I mean, you did have like a different style where musically it was like the whole style was kind of based around you just sort of going in the booth fucked up and just making a bunch of crazy jokes and noises, and it just kept getting more and more abstract and weird as time went by.
Right. I'm done with that shit, though.
You're over that. You want to make like more like real music?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so over that. I got way better music now.
But you haven't released anything in a while?
Nah. I got a song that leaked. It got like 100K a month.
Really?
No promo. I ain't post that shit or nothing, but it leaked and got good views.
What's it like seeing so many people from Detroit kind of blow up while your shit kind of remains stagnant?
Shit, I'm happy for everybody. I ain't tripping. I know what I'm about to do. You know what I mean? Like I said, I done already did what I did. Everybody that's doing it now, I already did it. You know what I mean?
Do you think your name gets brought up enough, though? Because it's a lot of guys who are older than you. Like, we see, you know, Babyface, Ray popping off, V's, and I Swear Vezo, et cetera, even, like, the whole Rio wave out of Flint, shit like that. But, like, I don't know. Like, do you feel like your name comes up enough when they're talking about people who put on for Detroit?
Nah.
Because those dudes been doing it infinitely longer than you.
Right, yeah.
So they
of course.
They were probably, did you feel like a hater vibe at a certain point from dudes who you kind of like passed up at that point?
Nah, I don't really care. Like, I wasn't really thinking about that.
You were just in your own world anyway?
Literally. I was just in my own world, just making music. That's about it.
Interesting. So, Casher, like you guys have been kind of going back and forth, dissing each other and stuff, and like, what is the status of that now? Because you gave him like $30,000 when you signed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And was that just like an acknowledgement of the fact that you had kind of came up in a way that he didn't? And been
No. That was just like that was my man's. Like, I was hanging around him. We was looking out for each other. So I gave him $30,000. You know what I mean?
I
promised it to him before I even signed it. So.
Okay. Was he trying to get signed at that time too? And it just wasn't happening?
Yeah. But I'm the one who got Casher Kwan the deal, his first deal and his deal now.
Who's he signing now?
Create Music Group or some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
I'm the reason that he got everything that he got now.
I always like was excited about y'all because you kind of both had like the same aesthetic. Like, you never really like seen rappers who were popping and were kind of like intentionally dusty, like no haircut, clothes were looking kind of fucked up and shit. So do you feel like it almost kind of fucked it up once you started to get money and you started to get haircuts and shit?
I still ain't getting no haircut when I got the money.
Really?
You feel me? But I don't know, man. I'm leaving all that shit in the past. Like I'm about to come out. I'm about to drop some new music. You feel me? So that's really all I'm worried about this year.
So the haircut thing, you don't think was really that big a part of the success?
Yeah.
Cause that's one thing you'll never see a rapper without a haircut.
Right.
If you see a rapper without their haircut, they'll start like covering their head. They'll like stand behind something and shit. Like they don't want you to see them like that. I don't know. Like, and that's like one thing. There's a music video that Dolph did where he was basically like pretending to be like a janitor or some shit. He's like working in like a auto body shop or some shit, and he kind of looks like normal. He just has his hair fucked up. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. But like. You know, that was all Dolph felt like he had to do in order to look like he was broke.
Right.
Was just not have a haircut. So that says a lot.
Right. I was about to say that. Right.
Says a lot about how
much rappers or people and dudes in general just care about their hair.
Yeah. It's kind of weird for me as a white guy where it's like, if I didn't get a haircut for 3 months, nobody really. I mean, honestly, the beard would start to look terrible, but like the hair, like who cares, right?
Do you even get lineups?
I mean, no. I could. Like, I used to get like. All
like
the side, they taper it, and they fucking shave the back and shit. But it's just like, I don't know. I don't want my haircut to look too, like, precision.
Hard figure or some shit.
I just don't think I have to do that. Like, it just seems like a little too much.
Right.
I'm an old head. I don't need to be, like, getting a fucking lineup with a Puerto Rican, like, whoop, put a little shape in it, like J-Maine.
Like J-Maine.
I don't know. So you and Casher are officially like not speaking at all. Like, do you really feel like you have to fight him before you guys could potentially like be on good terms again?
Definitely.
Do you think that'll ever actually happen?
Like, yeah, it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. Like, probably because you're gonna run into him, or are you like gonna try to line up a fade?
No, I'm just probably run into him. I don't even want to box the nigga. I want to beat him up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of beating are we talking? Like. Couple minutes, like, would you want him to be unconscious by the time that you walk away?
No, I just want to like just beat his ass real quick,
kick him in the ass.
No, just beat his ass, make him bleed, shit like, just make him bleed, basically, just make him bleed, show some blood.
But is that like hatred towards him, or is that just like you want to settle something that you feel that was done wrong to you?
Nothing was done wrong to me. It ain't no hatred, but it just feel like he just keep going on the internet and shit, just. Saying dumb shit and just trying to be sweet and shit. Like, he really, anything that they post about Cash Raekwon, TJ6 name is in it.
Right.
No other way. Like, any blog or whatever, like, TJ6 name has to be in it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you guys have, like, just amazing energy together. And that's why it's kind of sad to see the way that things have sort of gone, because it's like the people loved you for being, like, carefree. Exuberant, like childlike, like the rapping like a kid who just got in the studio and you were rapping for the first time and you were so excited to get these jokes off.
Right.
And same shit with him. And now it feels like fast forward a couple of years and you guys both are like pretty fucking disillusioned and just kind of, you know, it's hard. It might be hard for you to necessarily get in the studio and come with that kind of like carefree energy.
Yeah, I don't even want to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you want to be more serious or?
Not serious, just like, just make real music. That wasn't like, it was good music. Like, don't get me wrong, it's good music, but I just don't want to make that type of music no more.
Do you feel like it was gimmicky?
Yeah, definitely. It had like a gimmick feel to it. Like, it feel like if you, when you listen to that, you go laugh. Like,
oh yeah.
Some shit like that. You see what I'm saying? I ain't trying to do that.
I was driving here by myself listening to the old songs that I heard 100 times back in the day.
Still laughing
my ass off at certain bars. Mm-hmm. Certain bars like, I sold a 12-year-old kid a weed edible. Like, just saying that. Like, that's one of the funniest things I could think of for a rapper to say. Because number one, you're describing something that if it were true, which actually I don't even doubt that it's true, but like, it's just like the kind of thing that you could get you locked up or you could get you canceled on Twitter or whatever.
Especially now.
But it's just like you just so didn't care that you, that's like if I had to like list off a thing that you were doing in your songs that was kind of new, especially, was that you would be saying the worst possible things about yourself to the point where it was clearly not even true, but that was like what made it good, was right. that you were just basically describing yourself as the, one of the worst people who has ever lived.
Right, just doing terrible things and shit like that.
Just for comedic effect slash there being a little bit of truth in it.
Right.
And like in particular, rapping about killing yourself was kind of really like your thing. It's for crazy. A period of time. Just like kind of constantly that's describing
just like
it.
That's just like the furthest you can go. When yeah. I used to rap, when I used to make them songs, I was just thinking like, what's the furthest? What's the craziest shit I can say?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the how far can I really go?
Right.
You feel me? Like, so that's really what it was.
Right. Like, is there anything that you could say in a song that would make them take you off streaming services?
Some shit like that. Like, just the craziest, dumbest shit.
That's interesting. I don't even know. I mean, like,
I remember this one time I was on Instagram Live and I was rapping on live and I said something about a Mexican, and then I got off the live, I checked my DMs, it's flooded with Mexican people like sending hate notes, all type really? Of shit. Swear.
Cause that's like the other thing that you would do, and like Casher too, just to give him his credit, is like, it's not that you would just be saying the worst possible stuff about yourself, but you would be saying that you were going to do something and including details about the person that like clearly didn't matter. Like you would say like, I just ran off on a fan. He was Mexican. And it was funny because it's like, there's no reason for you to be stating that this kid right. was Mexican, but like, I mean, why not? This is rap. You can, there's nothing wrong with including that detail.
Right. Yeah. He's Mexican. Like,
he's Mexican.
Like, what else do you want me to say?
I just robbed somebody who has emphysema. Right. It's like a classic.
He has it.
Like, he has it.
What do you want me to do?
I ran off with my cousin. He was bisexual.
Like, he's bisexual. What the f do you want me to do about that? Like, what the hell, dog?
It's just like a little note just to spruce it up. I was interviewing a girl the other day. It was almost like the same thing. But she don't even know that she's like saying crazy shit. But she's talking about this dude who broke up with her. She's like, he FaceTimed me while he was fucking a black girl.
I think I've seen that shit somewhere.
I'm like, why do you say black?
Like, no, why do that matter?
Like, does it make it worse that she was like, black?
I think that's what the person said. Yeah, was that you?
That was me, yeah. But I respect it because that detail did like help me envision it in my head a little right, bit better. Exactly. But the way she said it is making it sound like she's
like it's
nasty.
A problem or some shit.
Yeah, exactly. Which that's I'm like, you can't be saying that. Like. Mm-mm. She's
especially now, just like we said, 2024 crazy. Man.
So you think that your music is going to get less offensive or more offensive as you sort of dig in and see what the future holds?
Shit. Both. Go get both. Less offensive and more offensive.
I could imagine it getting more offensive.
Like, what more can I, what worse things can I say? So I mean, I ain't rapping like that no more, though.
If you want to talk about, like, the trans community.
Yeah, right now, that shit would be crazy. Now,
I'm not saying you should.
Completely canceled. I'm going to be f***ed. Like, duh.
No, but that would be you going viral all over again. As if
I'm
you had,
cool,
like, a.
I don't even want to f***
what are you
going
to do to you?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Bro, they're all f***ed up on antidepressants, half of them. They ain't going to do nothing to you.
Man, didn't the baby lose a lot of money?
From making
I'm
an AIDS
smaller.
Joke.
They go.
Exactly. Man. That was his problem, though, is that he's headlining Rolling Loud. He got Dua Lipa songs
exactly,
and shit
exactly,
like that. Like,
exactly.
you could say a lot of shit that would not register.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, all he said was basically, like, if you got AIDS, you dirty type shit, which is, I can see why it's offensive, but it's only offensive if it's coming from, like, a mainstream personality. That's, like, when we knew that Offset was getting too big mm-hmm. was when Offset had a bar where he said, he goes, I do not vibe with queers. Boom.
Every fucking
canceled.
Yeah, it's over.
Because it's like, bro, you're not just a regular
rapper,
Atlanta street
no
rapper now, you Cardi B's husband.
Uh-huh.
So you can say one little thing about gays, boom, it's going to be a whole thing. So throughout all this success and whatnot, how much were you actually purchasing?
No.
So that video that went
it
viral,
wasn't
that
really,
was just
it
random?
Wasn't really like me going searching for pussy, like who got pussy for sale?
Mm-hmm.
It was just a bitch. Like, when you out, bro. So, like, everybody know this. If you out, right, and you meet a bitch, and you want to fuck, and she acting like fake bougie, you spend some money, she go let you fuck.
Okay, so that has happened to me about a million times in my
That's
life.
What
where
I'm telling you.
You're in the bar, you're in the club, you're talking to a girl, you're trying to get her to go home with you. you slowly start realizing she got a job, she got whatever going on, she ain't going home with me. For me, I would always like get her number, keep trying to holler at her, text her 18 times over the course of the next couple weeks.
Stop, so she didn't block you.
She leave you on red. You slowly get the point. All right, she not gonna fuck me. On to the next one. Your mentality is like, no, nah, I'm gonna offer like $200.
No, it be like that. That's what I'm saying.
Not like that, okay.
It don't be like that, bro. It be like, be like, I'm trying to fuck. Like, it, eventually it get like that. I don't know, bro. I don't know.
No, I respect that. Because, I mean, anything's better than texting her 18 times exactly. Trying to hang it out just, and it don't right, work. Right.
And that's not what I'm really trying to do. Like, I'm trying to fuck you. I'm not trying to right. talk to you. Like,
and, I mean, I see the appeal, too, because as soon as you pay her for sex, it's like you just have this thing over her where it's like you're no longer, she, like, equals. Now it's
and
like,
now
no.
now she think you're going to pay for that shit every
you,
time.
You worked for me. You're like the janitor now.
Basically.
Like, like you're a gig worker.
Like, you said a gig
you're
worker.
Like a dude that I found on Craigslist to paint my fucking fence for $30. Not that I've ever, but you know, that kind of thing.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
It's like, I just gave you a little gig. Like I don't know. I've never really done it, but I could imagine that going from like, I'm talking to you like my equal in the bar to like, you're so sick because you have to, because I paid you. That's got to be like a crazy change.
No, that's what I'm telling you. It's not like that.
It's not like
bro.
That.
It's no. I'm, that sounds like
it feels like
forced.
That would be different.
That sounds forced. Like
no, not. I'm trying to avoid that.
Yeah, that's
not
what I'm
forced.
Telling.
But it's like once I give you the money, you kind of got to do it because what the fuck else? Or you got to give me my money back.
Yeah.
Kind of awkward. I would right. hate so to be in a refund situation.
So I can take a no. So if I offer a girl some money, she say no, cool with me.
Right.
Like, you feel me? Like,
but
it ain't
we
no.
Once do the exchange, now you got to do the job.
Nah, if you change your mind, give me the money back,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
about my day.
For sure.
I ain't trying to start no problems, no extra crazy shit, nothing like that.
Mm. Mm-mm. But so you actually fucked this chick in her ass, you said?
Yeah. It was terrible, actually.
But, like, how? Smelly? Loose?
No, no. It's just like.
There's a lot of ways for a pussy to be weak.
Yeah. So it was just like, I don't want to go in detail, but.
Tell me, come on.
Nah, nigga, I ain't got to talk about sex with you.
Because I don't feel like you. Why not? I feel like you should. Like, even if a pussy is terrible, you should still pay. Because that's not. Like, when you pay her, that's not part of the deal. You're paying to find out.
Right. To be honest, because you it's like you rolling the dice.
Yeah, exactly. That's yeah, like if a girl
she still got something.
If I'm a male porn star and a girl or a male streetwalker, I guess, and a girl gives me money and then she comes back and I got no dick, well, I'm keeping the money. Like you paid to basically spin the fucking wheel and see which number it was going to land on. Guess what? It landed on an inch and a half. That's just how I'm rocking.
Nigga said an inch and a half.
I mean, I'm not, but like, you know, I say it so comfortably because everybody can go see my penis, but I don't know. You're not feeling this whole porn arc with me?
Nah.
You ain't signed up for onlyplugtalk.com?
No, bro.
You should check it out.
I think you're doing free promo, free advertising.
You should check it out. If you're really my friend, you would check it out.
Nah.
The best moment was in the freestyle where I said something about, I'm about to fuck this bitch and pass it to Brian Pumper.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you go, who's that? I go, that's this real cool guy. You should check him out. You go, yeah, I'm going to check him out.
You should have said, did you ever check him out?
Hell
no. No.
You never checked him out. He got retired.
People's coming in my right. DM like he's a fucking porn star and shit like that.
I was talking to his daughter the other day.
He was talking to her?
She does OnlyFans.
Oh. Is it fire?
I mean, she looked all right, but I was just talking to her about her deadbeat-ass daddy. Like, she was just complaining to me about how he was a weirdo and shit. Not, like, to her like that, but, like, she's just talking about how he wasn't really around and shit. I was just having a whole little conversation with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. How do you feel about the state of scam rap in 2024? Is it still alive, or is the shit dead? Did DJ Xsick do everything?
It's people keeping it alive and shit. Like Punch Made Div.
Your op.
Yeah,
still an
that.
Op?
You can say that.
Still an op?
Yeah.
In my life, and I fuck with his music, but in my life, I've seen very few people run off with somebody else's style so blatantly as the way that he kind of did that shit. I'm not going to lie.
For sure.
He definitely like saw what you're doing, realized that you kind of stopped doing it, and was like, I could do this. Like, and just kind of swooped in and just did it.
Smartest shit ever. Props to him.
But you beefed with him like 3 years ago on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
Before he popped off.
Mm-hmm.
And you were calling him OBN Dev at the time. That was his little thing?
Yeah, I think that was his name and shit.
So
I think he used to stream or some shit. People used to tell me he's like 2K streamer.
But isn't OBN like a legendary hacker?
Shit, I don't know.
Or was it like a hacking group?
He probably was like a fanboy or some shit.
Okay, so this is before he became Punch Made.
Yeah.
But why were you guys beefing 3 years ago on that Instagram Live?
I forgot, honestly. Like, I really forgot. I think because, like, because he made that one song where it was explaining how to swipe. And I DM'd him, like, bro, what is you doing and shit? And then that's what it was. Like, we just got on live.
But isn't that the same thing that people were getting mad at you for? Was just basically doing the little tutorials in the songs?
Yeah. And now people, you see how shit worked?
But why were you mad at him for, did he reveal too much?
No. It wasn't nothing like that. I was just saying, like I didn't go at him like, bro, I'm going to beat your ass or kill you in the DM. It was just like, damn, you, like, I see you. No, actually, it was just like, I see you inspired and shit. It was like one of those type of messages, like, mm-hmm. keep doing you or some shit like that. That's what it was. And I don't know how to feel. We got on live, though.
Did he ever end up scamming you?
No. Wow.
I don't know. I heard he, like, scammed you for a verse.
No, his manager, in 2019, his manager paid for a feature, said it was for another artist, end up having us. Yeah, that's what it was.
So you guys have a song together through that?
Yeah, right.
Damn, did that piss you off? Because then all of a sudden you're giving clout to your op.
Exactly. That shit looked weird as hell at the time. I remember when we did the live, I look on YouTube, it's a whole ass song.
Wow.
Shit looked weird as hell.
But do you feel like... Do you respect his version of the scam rap? Because, I mean, he does do it differently. He takes shit kind of to, like, a crazier, extreme. His shit is almost, like, more hostile than, like, terrible sometimes. Like, he'd be talking about girls overdosing and seeming like he's kind of, like, relishing in it. Like, he just kind of, like, takes your formula but then keeps pushing with it, right?
Exactly. Just like what I was saying. Basically took the formula and said, how worse can I get? Basically, like, how can I make this even worse?
Yeah.
Or even better in the worst, you know what I mean?
Right. What about when he ran up on you in the mall?
He didn't ran up on me in the mall.
Well, he did.
He was coming through that entrance. I was walking through the mall. We seen each other in the mall. He had 3 people with him. I was with my kids. He showed a gun. I was about to go outside and fight him. Nothing happened.
He didn't want to fight?
No, he didn't. No, I didn't want to fight. It was 3 niggas and the gun. You feel me? I ain't about to do that. Then I have my brother with me. The nigga ain't even follow me while I'm going outside with 3 niggas. The nigga walking off in a different way.
Your brother was out.
Swear to God.
This is your brother that you, like, grew up with.
Blood brother. Nigga, like, 27 or some shit like that. 30 or some shit.
Can you not really fuck with him anymore?
I don't fuck with him no more.
Especially you got your kids. It's like, bro, you're here to watch the kids while I catch this fade.
Not even that. Nigga, if you see me walking with, if it's me by myself and it's 3 other niggas and you seen they just showed a gun and I'm about to go scrap. I was really about to go scrap.
Right.
Win or lose, jump, anything. And the nigga just wasn't there.
You think Punchman Dev would have gave you a fair fight or you think he would have just smoked your ass right there?
I feel like he would have been scared and just shot me.
Really?
When I start beating his ass, he would have got scared and shot me.
It's weird to, like, have a fist fight with the burner on you because the burner could transfer hands. Like, all you got to do is if you get in the clinch, boom, you take
right.
So, like, that's the same reason with a cop. Like, if you go to squabble up with a cop, they treat it like a life or death situation because if you could grab that gun, then this whole situation is switched up on them.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. But like I said, there's 3 of them.
Right.
3 guns.
Go hold. Oh, at least. Do you think they all had them?
Definitely. Yeah, and they legal. So if they, I guess that's go as self-defense. I don't know. But like I said, if we would have fought and he would have started getting beat up, he would have shot me, bro. I know he would have. Because he would have been like, he would have felt embarrassed and scared and shit. Like, I know.
So are you somebody that when you're at the mall with your kids, are you thinking about the possibility of running into somebody that you're
not
with?
I ain't worried about that shit. I ain't worried about that.
Because, like, besides that situation, there wasn't anybody you were worried about running into?
No.
Where was that?
That was Kentucky.
Why the fuck are you both in the mall in Kentucky?
He from Kentucky.
Oh, he is?
And I was just there.
What the hell are you doing there?
I was there.
The fresh mall?
No, that mall is horrible, actually. They ain't got shit in there.
Really?
Telling you. That's the only mall in Lexington, too. That shit horrible. Really? That's why we went to the same mall. It was the only mall in Lexington.
Really?
Only mall. That shit weird.
That is interesting. That's such a, like, a weird mall to run into somebody in general. Like, I always hear about Lenox. Everything going down in Lenox.
Yeah, Lenox is like the one.
Lennox is like the Royal Rumble. You can just get your chain took any day of the week.
This is great.
Now, at this point, okay, because in the Instagram Live 3 years ago, you were telling Punchmade Dev that you wanted to get on a song with him. You're like, let's just do this song.
Yeah. I was trolling him.
You were trying to, would you have done it though? Would you have tried to capitalize on the beef?
No, not at the time. I still don't want to do a song. There's no point.
But you haven't had any kind of conversation with him? Because like part of what blew him up all after that was when he did the video with Tommy G, where he like, you know, was linking that up was with genius. Him and doing a vlog and shit.
That was genius.
I don't know. Do you think that he's here to stay, or do you think that you could reclaim the throne?
I always got the throne for one. Like, it's always going to be me, anybody else second. But like hype-wise, like buzz-wise, he got the buzz right now. Feel me? But the throne always belonged to me.
What do you think that you need to do to like get that buzz back? Like what do you think could reinvigorate shit?
Shit, drop music. Come up with some crazy marketing shit. And it's gonna work. The plan gonna work, you gonna see.
Definitely. You haven't cleared shit up with Bandman Keva?
I don't know. I don't really talk to Bandman Keva.
Really? He's like the Chicago version of you.
Yeah.
With lipo.
BBL warrior.
Not a BBL.
So what is it, lipo warrior?
BBL is where you get the fat taken out of your stomach and then they put it in your ass.
So what did he do?
I think he just had it taken out and then they just threw it away.
Like the fat or some shit?
I've just never heard of a dude getting a BBL, and I don't really think that Bam and Kevin would want one. And the only dude I know of who has a BBL is Saucy Santana. He looked like a bad bitch with his. Like, it don't look like a... Like, it looks like a bitch's ass. It's kind of crazy looking because he got a beard and shit.
This nigga Adam. This nigga crazy as hell.
Could you fight a gay guy with a BBL if it came down to it?
Yeah, I was about to say, if it came down to it, if I got to fight shit.
Because academics, basically...
Wasn't that nigga crying? What was he crying for?
He was crying because Saucy Santana basically said that he was going to rape him, like, beat his ass and then... him. And then academics is, swear to God. And then academics is Jamaican, right? So like he obviously I think has a lot of like internal homophobic dialogue that he doesn't really like let out because he's not trying to get canceled and shit. I think the tears were like him not calling him an F-A-G-G-O-T and all these other things that he probably wanted to say.
So he can keep his shit going academically.
I still am confused like why that would necessitate crying, because I feel like no matter how upset I was about a gay man saying that he was going to sexually assault me, that I probably wouldn't cry. I don't really understand it, but I guess that's just where he was at.
What are we even talking about?
If it was a troll, it was a genius troll, because people still talk about it all the time.
Next question, bro.
So is Propane still your manager?
No.
What's
your relationship? I'm independent.
What's your relationship with him?
He cool, dude. He cool.
Is he still trying to like set up plays for you and shit?
Yeah. I'm doing my own thing though, man. Like, I know I already been through the business. I know what I gotta do. I know who to fuck with, who this. Like, I already know the business already. I don't need no...
Does he own a percentage of your catalog and shit or not?
Nah.
So you guys just had, like, a management type deal?
Management deal.
Did he get a percentage when you signed to Atlantic?
Yeah, for sure. But I paid him from my pocket. Yeah.
He got more than Casher?
Yeah.
How much you gave him? 100K?
No.
Not that much?
No. So, no, yeah, I actually did give him 100K.
Really?
I actually did.
Because he hit me up a few weeks ago basically saying, like, I want you to help me reinvigorate TJ's career.
No, I don't know why he said that. I'm not doing no business with him.
Really?
Yeah. I ain't saying it like that. I'm just doing my own thing.
He seemed like he was, you know, just trying to do the right thing and try to help get your shit going better.
No.
You're not looking for help. You want to do this shit all by yourself.
If you say it looked like he trying to give me help and shit, it's just not what it seemed. Just know that.
Really? So you think he was going to actually secretly use this as an opportunity to undermine you?
Not that, but he was just trying to get whatever going again or whatever. Because Casher ain't doing shit. Casher ain't streaming nothing.
Right.
They got chains and watches, no streams.
It's weird because, well, who's funnier, you or Kasher?
I don't care.
I think that, I mean, I feel like you're more of like a star rapper, but I kind of feel like he's funnier. But it's kind of like in a dusty ass way where he just kind of like.
No, I know exactly.
You know, like he kind of like. He,
I know exactly.
Kasher,
what
I'm
saying,
sorry, but he kind of like really seems like a bum. Like. He's like a little bit closer to like all the dudes that we were around in like downtown LA and shit that were just like wilding, like just saying, but he's like funnier and he's younger and he's smart. He's obviously not like really fucked up on drugs and shit, but there's like, he got a little bit of that like dude standing outside the liquor store quality to him.
Right.
Whereas you're more like a little bit of like a silent ninja, like, you know, get up in the Barnes & Noble and do your scamming and then get the fuck out.
Yeah,
I used to be scamming at the Barnes and Noble. I used to go
get
me
you scamming from there?
Some books, maybe some CDs. This is back in the day.
Useful.
Get a CD for $16, sell it on eBay for $10. Ka-ching.
$6 loss.
No, because you didn't pay for it. You scammed it.
Oh, right. Got it for free.
See, this is how I know you're not a scammer.
What? This nigga say anything.
He thought I paid $6 loss. Okay.
That's stealing, actually. You're a thief.
Like anti-stealing, it costs you money. Okay. So, what do you say to people who think that you sold your Instagram?
People say that?
I seen some people saying that was a possibility.
What do I sell my Instagram
for? I don't know. It seems like the craziest thing ever.
That's retarded.
That's some real J-Cat shit.
Some who?
J-Cat. It's like a drug addict thing. Like I couldn't imagine anyone selling their Instagram unless they were like dying for drugs or something.
No, that's crazy. So where the page at?
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, that makes sense.
Have you totally given up on getting it back? Because
it's over, bro.
I know some OnlyFans girls who like get their Instagram taken and then manage to get it back like years later. So it's, I don't know if it's like always a done deal.
And then somebody got the TJX6 username already. So that's probably, that's basically over with.
Oh yeah, that's
yes.
How many followers they got?
Like 20K or some shit.
Oh shit. So people,
I only had my Instagram 1 month. I got 50K, 51K.
The one that you're on right now is brand new?
Yeah.
That's what's up. The scamming fans era, that's officially over?
Yeah. I never really scammed fans anyway.
I mean, there's a song on your new tape called Scamming My Fans.
Bruh, that's the old, bro.
It is. Like, when did you actually record those songs? Because I was listening to that shit
like,
today.
That song's like 2021.
Oh, it's that old?
Yeah, yeah.
So you like don't have any new music since then?
Yeah, I got new song. Like I told you, the song just leaked. Well, yeah, I got a new
but
song.
But you don't really put it on YouTube and shit.
But I'm about to start. It's time.
Are we going
to
be shocked by what you're... Because, yeah, you're like choosing to kind of come back and do interviews and shit now. Is this all like the lead up to you dropping new music?
Course. Okay. Yeah. You got to do everything the right way.
Right.
And by the way, no management. I know what I got to do. Like, and ain't nobody telling me go do this interview so you can do this, so you can do this, so this can happen. I just know what I got to do this time.
Are you going to be trying to, like, work with other up-and-coming artists and shit and, like, kind of make your comeback like that? Or are you trying to just be, like, a renegade?
I'm going to be solo for the most part. But I'm going to get a few collabs and features and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, when I was listening to your music, I had an idea. You ready for this idea? This is a great idea. We do a festival, a music festival, and we call it Fall Off Fest. And we basically, like, get a ton of different rappers who kind of, like, fell off, and we put them all on the same bill.
You trying to be funny?
Not really. Like, I actually think it's a good idea. Like, I feel like a lot of people might go to with like a lot of artists that they hadn't really fucked with in a long time. But the problem is that like a lot of rappers have egos, so I feel like they wouldn't want to
like
do it.
That shit.
But like in reality,
I'd do some shit like that.
We don't have to call it Fall Off Fest, but like if it was like even just like a SoundCloud rap reunion type thing would be so good, because I feel like if the people just need another look, another round of seeing you do
like
your
you
thing.
Said people yeah
because people just people stop who, paying attention so easily.
Exactly. Exactly, right. Like a week, people stop paying attention. So imagine 2 years.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, because like you're...
But I ain't gonna lie, bro. It feel like you would be surprised.
I'm still me. Like every time I go outside, somebody says what's up. Like it's crazy.
I believe
it. This shit feel like 2019 still.
Yeah, you just honestly, that's why it kind of sucks that the label thing didn't work out, because I feel like the label would be able to like really get you out there again at this point and like put you in front of everybody's faces again to like, because that's really what you need is just to be in front of everybody's faces right, again. Right. So they can remember like, oh, that's why I fucked with this exactly. dude. Okay, yeah.
They'll fuck with the old music and then eventually I start dropping again. They start listening.
Because that, like, when you blew up around that first time was like a moment where I was like, holy shit, like there's just new styles popping up and then falling off and popping up again. And just like so many like crazy things happening in the music world where like, you know, it shit felt very progressive back then. It felt like things were like evolving very rapidly, whereas like rap just feels stale as f- lately. True. You bored with rap?
Yeah, bro. I don't really even listen to rap music for real.
Really? What are you listening to?
I be listening to like, I don't know. Like I listen to rap, but it'd be like, not like Detroit rap and shit like that. It'd be like some J. Cole and shit like that.
Really?
Not J. Cole necessarily, but that type of.
You respect your elders.
For sure.
I mean, J. Cole makes great music. I was a J. Cole hater at one point too.
Yeah.
But then as time went by, I just like kind of had to get real.
Like Drake got ass now. Drake at the end of his career. He's not terrible, but he's.
It's not quite as intense as it was.
Yeah. Like, everybody's, like, at the end of their career. Mm. Everybody that's the big rappers, Lil Baby, everybody's saying Lil Baby fell off. Gunna, I guess, he just dropped a good album, everybody's saying. Future getting about to be 50.
Like just, Future is literally my age. Future is 40.
That shit crazy.
Nicki Minaj, 40. Like, duh. Cardi B ain't drop an album in a decade for some reason.
What, you said Cardi B?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
I mean, you just point to a lot of the top rappers, and it's like, the top rappers from 10 years ago are not necessarily being replaced by that many new rappers these days. Like, there are big stars, but there's not that many of them. And, like, there's so many rappers that would have been huge stars that got killed or overdosed or whatever.
Right.
Which is unfortunate. Big part of the problem as well. It's just that, like, so many people that would be, like, our legends,
our new
Juice
faces
World
of
the shit. Or even like Thug, you know, like
right.
The fact that we don't get to hear a Thug record for like past couple years.
And then when he do put it out, it's like shit fly by day, night.
Yeah, that's the fucked up shit too, is that Drake put out an album and people talk about it for like 3 days and then they move on.
Shit like that.
But then they don't really move on. They move on to like talking about what's going on in the news, because people these days are not as thirsty for new music to listen to. They don't value
they just
it.
Wanna hear like the crazy shit behind the stories, like the Diddy shit. They just want to, like, everything just coming out. Like, it's about that time.
Yeah.
30 years and shit, 20 years and shit.
Yeah, my theory that, I don't know, I've never really been able to get too many people on board with it, but my theory is that the popularity of Say Cheese, Academics, Vlad, No Jumper, etc., partially explains there being less interest in music, because, like, whereas we used to just listen to music all the time, now a lot of consumers like me, I'm way more likely to watch a clip from an Academics live stream talking about some topic than to be like, oh, let me go listen to the new Nicki Minaj album.
It's crazy.
I didn't listen to the new Nicki Minaj album.
Me either.
There's too many YouTubers I watch. I don't have like the need to try to find value in some.
And then you
rap
hear
record.
Snippets on every TikTok of the album songs and shit. Like, it's just crazy now.
Yeah. That's the weird thing about doing interviews is that the clips, the snippets can go crazy. And then meanwhile, the YouTube video doesn't usually always get as many views and shit.
Crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so when are you planning on dropping new shit? And you planning on having any features on the project? Are you going to put out a whole project? Are you going to start just dropping videos?
Yeah, I'm going to start off with videos, put a whole project out. And then let's go from there, man.
Turn up.
I'm having money, man.
What you got? Woo!
Some little shit. Like, you feel me? Today's shit.
You scammed that today?
Just show the camera.
How do they join the Telegram?
Link in the bio.
In your Instagram bio?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting into some scamming.
Don't do it.
You don't think so? We have too much to lose. You're right. All right. Any words to the kids out there? Any advice for the people?
New music on the way, man. New album on the way. Follow the Instagram once again. And just be looking out for new content, new music.
That way. You heard it here first. TJX6. No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Patreon. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.
My guy.
All right.